I'm Mary Mims. You're listening to KRCU Public Radio. Joining me today is Ana Schulte, a Brazilian-born vocalist who will be performing at Scout Hall Friday night at 7:30 for Bossa Nova Night. Hey, Ana, thanks for joining me.
Yes, thank you, of course.
It's great to have you here. I know that Bossa Nova Night is something kind of new to Scout Hall. We love Bossa Nova music at Jazz A La Carte. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear in your performance.
Yeah, so, well, we will have a lot of Brazilian composers. Some of these Brazilian composers, they made their name to, you know, like all over the world. Including like Tom Jobim is probably one of the most famous ones. And, you know, he's the composer of Girl from Ipanema, which is like probably one of the most famous Brazilian songs. Yeah, so I'll also add like some other Brazilian composers who are not exactly from the Bossa Nova movement, but they are very famous and their songs are samba songs, which is kind of like how Bossa Nova originated in the first place. You know, the mix of samba with the American jazz and some other influences too. So there will be some Djavan, which is another very famous Brazilian composer, some João Bosco as well. So mostly Tom Jobim, because he's the biggest name of Brazilian bossa nova, but I'll sprinkle a little bit of some other Brazilian composers as well.
That's wonderful. Our Jazz A La Carte listeners are familiar with Jobim's music, or they should be. I certainly program him quite a bit. I have a question about your early influences in music. Let's go back to about age 10 or 11. What kind of music were you listening to around that age?
So initially, my biggest influence is actually not in Brazilian music. Incredibly, I come from a musical theater background. So I started studying voice in this, like, pretty much this focus, like, musical theater, American musical theater style. But I've always actually listened to Brazilian music at the same time because my mom always loved Tom Jobim and all of these amazing Brazilian composers, including like classical Brazilian composers such as Villa-Lobos, because I also come from a dance background. My mom used to have a dance studio. So at the same time, she would use for like the dances she choreographed a lot of classical, you know, composers, European, but also Brazilians. She would also use Brazilian composers, like bossa nova composers and, you know, multiple Brazilian composers. So I grew up listening to all of that, including like Elis Regina as well. She's one of my biggest influences as a singer. So it was kind of like a mix of so many things, so including like musical theater, but also so much Brazilian at the same time.
It sounds like a lot of versatility in that style.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hard to pigeonhole, but at the same time, a background that might make it easier for you to develop your own style. So out of all of that, the musical theater influences, the dance music, and the mix of classical and the Brazilian culture, you're sort of developing your own approach to all of this. That's what it sounds like to me.
For sure, yeah. And it's interesting because I reconnected with Brazilian music after moving to the United States. So I had like this longest period of studying musical theater and like mostly American style. And I've always wanted to sing jazz. That was like a milestone that I wanted to achieve when I was younger, but I didn't have the opportunity to study or start like developing that when I was in Brazil. So when I moved to the United States, I got in contact with the culture, with jazz style, and then at the same time, it was like, okay, you're Brazilian, so I guess everybody wants to hear me singing Brazilian music. So I think this is the time. And that's when I kind of like started singing Brazilian, you know, repertoire and kind of falling in love again with that, aside from the musical theater. So the musical theater was already in me and developed it and, you know, I still love it, of course. I go to school for musical theater. But, you know, like once when I moved to the United States in 2019, was then when I kind of started feeling like I had to connect with my roots and Brazilian roots. So that's when I developed all of my repertoire and started like picking the songs and the repertoire I love and all of that. So it was really a mix, and how I started like reconnecting with my Brazilian roots.
That's fascinating. And you mentioned in your bio, then you found all these other Brazilian artists all of a sudden in Chicago and also in Central Illinois. You list some names, Jose Emilio, Jay Ferguson, Mark Tonelli. Is their background also in this style of music, or are they also contributing to sort of the fusion of your style?
So right now I'm located in Macomb, Illinois, because I attend to Western Illinois University for musical theater. But before I moved to Macomb, I lived in Chicago for 3 years. So I was in contact with a lot of the Brazilian community musicians, Marcel Bonfim, Luciano Antonio, Heitor Garcia. All of those are great Brazilian musicians located in Chicago. And that's kind of like, by being close to these people, how I started feeling like I had to study and, you know, get more in depth of Brazilian music. So connecting with them, I started like pretty much doing gigs and building my community in Chicago as well. But once I moved to Macomb, Chicago is pretty far away from Macomb. It's about 4 hours. So I actually started connecting with musicians from the Central Illinois, not actually Chicago, so Central Illinois and Missouri, so St. Louis, etc. And so a lot of the musicians are located in Macomb because of Western, so Dr. Whitney Wash and George Turner, they are professors here, Matt Hughes. And so we started doing gigs here in Macomb, and then from them, I met Jose Emilio, which he was a great musician here in the St. Louis area, but he went back to Brazil this year, unfortunately. But we did a lot of gigs and projects together in the past years. And from them, I started connecting with other musicians as well. And, you know, Jay Ferguson, for example, he's American. He plays a lot of jazz. He's mostly a jazz drummer. But because of José Emilio, he also got into Brazilian music, and he's a phenomenal Brazilian drummer as well. So it's all of those musicians who like kind of like get to know each other, and then they fell in love with Brazilian music because it is awesome.
It
and
is.
Then they end
I
up
agree.
Learning the repertoire, learning the style, and then, you know, creating this community of Americans who love Brazilian music as well. Mark Tonelli will be with us Friday.
I was going to ask about the personnel in your band. So Mark is going to be there. Who else will we hear?
So we have Felipe, which is faculty member at the university, right? And Mark, he has done some other gigs with me in the St. Louis area and Springfield. And I think Philippe is bringing some of his musicians as well that I will get to know actually on Friday, which happens a lot in jazz gigs, you know, like you go, you show up, and then you get to know the people that are playing with you that they probably have never met them before. And that's how it goes. So like, from the group, the only one I have played before is Mark, actually.
You're going to love our musicians. The people who have been to Scout Hall, to our underground jazz series, are aware of this. But we really are. We're becoming a little hotbed of our own of some really great jazz musicians. I want to get to the specifics of your performance. You're going to be performing in Scout Hall Friday night, November 21st. It's Bossa Nova night, part of our underground jazz series. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30, and we're going to be treated to Brazilian-born vocalist Ana Catarina Schulte now, and hear some bossa nova along with other jazz styles. Let's just say an evening of blended roots. How about that? An evening of versatile styles, including bossa nova.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I'll be performing on Friday only Brazilian music. I usually, when I'm doing, like a more versatile styles of, you know, music, I like to mix also American jazz. But when Felipe contacted me, he was like, no, let's do this bossa nova night, and also like we can also include like some other popular Brazilian composers, but we're gonna stick to Brazilian music on Friday. And but like usually when I do other gigs, I mix some American. I never actually add musical theater. I've done some musical theater gigs, but then I just did like musical theater repertoire. But maybe I should make like a whole, you know, bag of mixed styles and all of my influences.
Well, we'll be happy to welcome the Brazilian music in all of its formats to our Underground Jazz series. I want to thank you so much for joining me. We've been talking with Brazilian-born jazz vocalist Ana Catarina Schulte. She'll be performing Friday evening, November 21st. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30. As part of our Underground Jazz series, Bossa Nova Night. I'm Mary Mims. You're listening to KRCU Public Radio.